Hello and welcome back to your GCSE German Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in today because we're covering a topic that comes up more often than you might think and one that can really help you pick up marks across all four skills. Today we're talking about Formen, shapes. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Shapes? Really? But trust me, this vocabulary turns up in photocard descriptions, in reading comprehension texts, in listening exercises, and in writing tasks. Knowing your shapes in German and knowing how to use them correctly is one of those small things that separates a grade 4 from a grade 7. So let's get into it. Let's start with the absolute essentials, the nouns. These are the shape words you absolutely must know. First up, der Kreis. That's K-R-E-I-S. Der Kreis means circle. Notice it's masculine, der. So you'd say, das Logo ist ein Kreis. The logo is a circle. Next, das Quadrat. The square. Das Quadrat is neuter, so it takes das. Example, das Zimmer hat die Form eines Quadrats. The room has the shape of a square. Then we have das Rechteck, the rectangle. Again, neuter. Das Rechteck. Das Rechteck hat vier Seiten. The rectangle has four sides. Now, das Dreieck, the triangle. Drei means three, and Eck means corner or angle. So a Dreieck literally has three corners. Brilliant. Das Dreieck ist die Form des Schilds. The triangle is the shape of the sign. Moving on, das Oval, the oval. This one's easy because it's a cognate. It looks just like the English word. Das Oval is neuter. And die Raute, the diamond or rhombus shape. Die Raute is feminine. Don't forget der Stern, the star, and das Herz, the heart.
Now let's talk about the adjectives. These are just as important as the nouns, because in your speaking and writing, you'll want to describe things using these words. The key adjective is rund, meaning round. Rund is used to describe circular or rounded objects. Der Ball ist rund. The ball is round. Der Tisch ist rund. The table is round. Then we have eckig, meaning angular or having corners. Eine eckige Form, an angular shape. And viereckig, meaning four-cornered, so square or rectangular. Das Fenster ist viereckig. The window is rectangular. Also useful, dreieckig, triangular. Das Schild ist dreieckig. The sign is triangular. And oval, same as the noun, but used as an adjective. Das Gesicht ist oval. The face is oval. Now, here's something really important for your grammar marks. Where you use these adjectives before a noun, you need to add the correct ending. This is called adjective agreement, and it's one of the most common sources of lost marks at GCSE. After the indefinite article, ein, eine, ein, in the nominative case, the endings are as follows. For masculine nouns, add er, so ein runder Kreis, a round circle. For feminine nouns, add I, so eine eckige Form, an angular shape. For neuter nouns, add es, so ein viereckiges Feld, a square field. And for plural, add en. After the definite article, der, die, das, the endings are simpler. You add I for masculine, feminine and neuter in the nominative, and en for plural. So der runde Kreis, die eckige Form, das viereckige Feld. Let me also give you some really useful container and object nouns that relate to shapes. Der Kasten, the box or crate. Der Karton, the cardboard box. Die Schachtel, the small box or carton. These come up in everyday descriptions and are worth learning alongside your shape adjectives. And some higher tier vocabulary to impress the examiner. Die Form, the shape or form. Die Geometrie, geometry. Symmetrisch, symmetrical. Parallel, parallel. Der Umfang, the perimeter or circumference. Die Fläche, the area or surface.
Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where you can really protect your marks. Common mistake number one, confusing Kreis and Rund. Kreis is a noun. It's a thing. Hund is an adjective. It describes something. You cannot say der Ball ist Kreis. That's wrong. You say der Ball ist Hund or der Ball hat die Form eines Kreises. Examiners see this mistake all the time. Common mistake number two, forgetting adjective endings. If you write ein Hund Kreis instead of ein Hunde Kreis, you'll lose accuracy marks. Always check your endings. Common mistake number three, gender errors. Most shape nouns in German are neuter. Das Quadrat, das Rechteck, das Dreieck, das Oval. But der Kreis is masculine and die Raute is feminine. Learn these with their articles from day one. For the photo card in your speaking exam, shapes vocabulary is gold. If you can see a circular logo, a rectangular building, a triangular road sign, say so. Use phrases like im Vordergrund sehe ich, in the foreground I can see, das Objekt ist, the object is, es hat die Form eines, it has the shape of a. In your writing exam, use shape vocabulary when describing rooms, objects, logos or buildings. It shows range and earns you marks for vocabulary variety. In listening, watch out for false friends. Oval sounds very similar in German and English, so that's a gift. But listen carefully for the difference between Kreis, circle, and Kreuz, cross. They sound similar, but mean very different things. Time for a quick-fire quiz. I'll say the English, you say the German. Ready? Circle, der Kreis. Square, das Quadrat. Triangle, das Dreieck. Rectangle, das Rechteck. Round, rund. Four-cornered, viereckig. The shape, die Form. The box, der Kasten. Oval, das Oval. Star, der Stern. How did you do? If you got all 10, brilliant. You're ready for the exam. If you missed a few, go back and use the vocabulary table in your study guide. Let's wrap up. Today we covered the key shape nouns, der Kreis, das Quadrat, das Rechteck, das Dreieck, das Oval. We covered the essential adjectives, Hund, eckig, viereckig, dreieckig, Oval. And we looked at how to apply adjective endings correctly after ein and der, die, das. Remember, shapes vocabulary is useful across all four skills. Use it in your photo card descriptions, in your writing tasks, and watch for it in listening and reading. The more specific and accurate your language, the more marks you earn. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. Tschüss und viel Erfolg.